and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SPML Infra Limited's Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pranay Prem Kumar from AdFactor PR, Investor Relations Team. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. From the senior management, we have with us Mr. Manoj Digga, Director Commercial and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Malay Kanti Chakraborty, Executive Vice President. Before we begin the conference call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during the course of today's call may be forward-looking in nature, including those related to the future financial and operating performances, benefits and synergies of the company's strategies, future opportunities, and growth of the market of the company's services. Further, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's conference may involve risks and uncertainty. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Manoj Digga.
Thank you. Good evening. And thank you for all of you for joining the Q4 and FY24 earning conference call of SPML Infra Limited. I am Manoj Digga, Director Commercial and CFO of the company, and along with me, my Vice President, Mr. Malay Kant Chakraborty, is also with me. Before we start discussing on the financials, let me give you a brief overview of the company and industry trend, emerging business opportunities, etc. As regards the company, we established in 1981, SPML Infra is a leading public listed infrastructure development company that has managed and implemented over 650 projects across India on an EPC, PPP and BOOT basis, primarily in primary water supply and distribution, water treatment and transmission, wastewater handling, treatment and recycling, solid waste management, power transmission and distribution, civil infrastructure development. SPML Infra Limited was among the world's top 50 private water and wastewater management companies as per Global Water Intelligence London. As regarding the water sector, the infrastructure sector continued to be a key driver of the economic development in India, with substantial government investments, notable alongside project in road, railway and urban transportation. There is a significant focus on water supply and wastewater management and treatment project. As we all know, water is an integral resource for all infra and economic development, has become scarce with almost half of Indian's population and industrial suffering. Over the last 5 years, the Government of India has launched various initiatives focused towards improving water supply coverage, such as the Jal Jeevan Mission, Amrit 2.0, and wastewater treatment and ratio project under the Namami Gange and other scheme, having total outflow of approximately 10 lakh crore. There are other initiatives dedicated towards groundwater recharge and resource augmentation with significant investment. These initiatives present great opportunities for SPML Infra Limited. We are the only water management company in India continuously working for the last 43 years with our strong pre-qualification credentials. We are the well-positioned to participate in almost all the water project tenders and execute them with ease, driving revenue growth. We are also of the strong belief that India has a great opportunity to increase water supply infrastructure to diminish the massive gap between water supply and projected demand. As per the estimation, the total demand by 2030 will be around 1,500 billion cubic meter and supply will be only around 750 billion cubic meter. Factors like rapid urbanization, increased industrial growth, increased requirement by agriculture sector and adequate water supply situation would certainly trigger growth of the water sector. SPML Infra has a rich legacy of over 4 decades in water supply infrastructure development, distribution, and wastewater treatment project. And considering our strength in this sector, we have the capability and expertise to become the leading player in the water sector. We also have a long-standing relationship with central and state government agencies, water ministries, which is evident by our Mercury client, which includes PHED, PGCIL, NTPC, Jal Jeevan Mission, Chennai Metropolis Water Supply and Sewage Board, Gujarat Water Infrastructure Limited, Narmada Water Resources Supply, Delhi Jal Board, UP Jal Nigam, Bangalore Water Supply and Sewage Board, and Namami Gange, among others. We command a superior execution track record in the EPC sector till date. We have O&M experience of water supply system for more than 10 years. Successfully executed individual drinking water supply and management project worth over 1,500 crore, constructed up to 500 MLD water treatment plant, up to 200 MLD water wastewater treatment plants, and over 10,000 kilometers of water pipeline project. SPML Infra is a part of the single target water supply project being executed in India under the Saurashtra Narmada Avatran Irrigation, SONI Yojana in Gujarat. In the last few years, the company has gone through financial stress due to volatile market conditions and delay in receiving arbitration award of approximately 1,000 crore and claim already filed of approximately ₹4,090 crore. We have addressed our debt concern by successful restructuring it through the Indian Debt Restructuring Company, IDRCL, constituted attorney of National Asset Reconstruction Company, NARCL. Under the said restructuring, IDRCL has given the option to the company for the full payment either ₹700 crore in 8 years or ₹967 crore in 10 years without any interest. The majority of the repayment are linked with the realization from arbitration award and claim, and there is a very minimum payment from the cash flow of the company. Out of the aforesaid repayment, the company has already repaid ₹224 crore, mainly from the realization from arbitration award under Vivad Se Vishwas scheme. The total amount receivable under Vivad Se Vishwas scheme is approximately 294 crore. Out of which the company has already received 244 crore and balance 50 crore will also be received shortly. Our focus is towards building a strong order book by bidding for selected large water supply fully funded project because of its faster execution. The company maintained the strategy for executing every project under escrow mechanism to reduce strain on the working capital and for proper monitoring of funds. Going forward, we plan to improve the profitability by bidding for selective high growth and better margin projects. The business opportunity available and the company's eligibility for the same are disproportionately to the size of the company at present. Now come to the financials. We would now move towards our quarterly financial performance. We record a revenue growth of 84% to ₹463 crores in Q4 financial year 24 as compared to 251 crore in Q3 financial year 24. Our EBITDA was recorded at ₹66 crores as compared to 5 crore in Q3 financial year 24. We recorded a strong growth in PAT this quarter to ₹17 crore in Q4 financial year 24 as compared to 1 crore in Q3 financial year 24. Coming to our full year financial performance, we recorded revenue growth of 50% to ₹1318 crore in financial year 24 as compared to 878 crores in financial year 23. Our EBITDA was recorded at 78 crore compared to 55.5 crore in financial year 23. We recorded a strong growth in PAT in financial year 24 to ₹19.5 crore as compared to 2 crore in financial year 23. With the impact of the sanction of IDRCL, we reported a healthy balance sheet with a net worth of ₹509 crore, debt of ₹557 crore, current assets ₹885 crore, including cash and bank balance of ₹227 crore and current liability of ₹583 crore. During the current year, we have already reduced the debt by ₹223 crore and further expected to reduce by ₹40 crore by sale of identified properties. With this, we conclude our opening remarks Thank you for listening to us. We now open for the floor, a question and answer session.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. The first question is from the line of Dhruv Mukesh from SmartSync Investment Advisory Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, sir, firstly, congratulations on turning around this business beautifully. Sir, in our presentation, we have guided that we can take orders worth 10,000 crores per year and generate annual revenues of 3,000 crores. So my first question is that is the normal length of our orders around 3 years? And how do we recognize revenue and do collection for the same? Like, is it in a phased manner or post-completion of the project we get the majority of the money?
No, sir. Basically, as I told you, we have completed our business debt resolution with the lenders. At the moment, our focus will be highly on the selected boutique project, which has a high profitability, high revenue, and a shorter period of completion of the project, and which with a profit, good market position, and a fully funded project. So we are not targeting 10,000 crore of order book into any year. We are target to select 2,000 to 4,000 crore order book in any particular year and wants to have a focus on our bottom line instead of the top line.
Got it, sir. That makes sense. And sir, currently we are doing subcontracting projects due to the limitations with regards to the bank guarantees. But going forward, do we plan on taking the entire contracts considering the margins are much better in that case? Or how do we see that?
In a business, it is a combination of all. Basically, as I told you, we will definitely like to take and execute the business, which is a high profit business by our own, where we will expect a decent margin, easier execution, fully funded project. If there is any other project which is not meeting out the criteria, and if we are finding a good subcontractor, we can take that because we have the requisite PQ. We can take that project and we can give the subcontracting business also. But at the moment, our focus is to take the business in our own book and to develop the business, which is a high profitable business.
Got it. So that is very helpful. And sir, we have currently received around 1,000 crores under Vivad Se Vishwas scheme and we have filed claims worth around 4,000 crores. So what is the timeline regarding the type of claims? How do they get resorted and by, how much do we actually expect to receive by, from this particular claim? Like, is there some 100% type of settlement or we get some haircut or how does this thing go? If you can.
At the moment, we have around 1,000 crore of arbitration award, out of which 464 crore is qualifying for Vivad Se Vishwas, because Vivad Se Vishwas is only the PSU arbitration, which has come into the before January 2023 are eligible for the Vivad Se Vishwas. So our case, it is 464 crore. They have their set trend of settling the award under Vivad Se Vishwas scheme. Like on the principle, they are settling at 65% when at which level the arbitration award is there. That is there properly written in the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme. In our 464 crore, we are expecting a recovery of 294 crore, approximately. Out of which 244 crore we have already received. And around 50 crore is at different stage. We are expecting the entire realization into current financial year.
Okay, sir. And so you have told that out of the 1,000 crores, 464 crores qualify for Vivad Se Vishwas scheme. And the other 500 crores, have we received that or... How will that thing process going forward?
That is the normal arbitration because the arbitration award is going through. There are few arbitration which is a very, very advanced stage like Supreme Court, etc. So throughout the year, the things will keep on coming and there is a huge change in the Arbitration and Concealment Act. So now the situation was not earlier like it took long time. There is a set trend they have fixed for each dispute at each level. So we are expecting that the realization will be much faster now.
Got it, sir. And sir, just the last question from my side. So what is our current order book, the timeline of execution of the same, and what can be the EBITDA and PAT margins that we can expect going forward? Because pre-COVID, we were actually clocking around 10% EBITDA margins. And only post-2020, our problems started increasing. So how should we look at that going forward?
No, here, at the moment, our order book is 1,300 crore. And as regard, only I can say that the future looks better because of our pre-qualification, because our resolution, because our liquidity, because the election has also completed and now the various projects will come. Around 10 lakh crore of project is there, which are going to be executed in 10 years. So roughly around 1 lakh crore every year. And then the future water schemes of the government are started coming. So we are expecting the next 10 years in the water sector, it's a boom sector. And since we are the basic player on the water sector, having 40 years of experience of water sector, having the pre-qualification in almost all the water projects of any size, we feel that we will get the much benefit. The number, etc., is the forward-looking, so I am not able to tell you.
No worries, sir. Thank you so much. I will join back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bajrang Basna from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. So, sir, I am, just started understanding the company. So, if you could just take us through the broad contours of the restructuring scheme that we have gone through. And, as per what we hear from some of the industry experts, which talk about that once the restructuring sort of done with the lenders, then normally you don't get, the BG limits and all those things from the banking channel per se. And a couple of projects which comes especially from the government, they have a clear, indication that the company which has gone in the restructuring and all, they will not be qualified, even for the government tenders, couple of government tenders. So if you could just bust couple of these understanding or myths, will be really helpful.
Part you are correct, part not. Let me first brief about the restructuring. Basically, our loan, the lenders and we decided to do the restructuring through the NARCL. And they have transferred the account to NARCL. It's a lender, it's a banks created ARC, and our loan they have restructured, and it has been agreed that we have to pay either rupees 700 crore in 8 years or 967. They have given us two options: either pay 700 crore in 8 years, 967 crore in 10 years. The aforesaid amount is without any interest. Now we don't have to pay any interest. And they have linked the payment mainly from the arbitration and claim. So the total in 10 years it is 16 crore and in 8 years around 8 to 12 crore we have to pay from the cash flow. All rest all they linked with the arbitration and award without an interest. They have taken 12.5% of the paid up capital as additional. Out of this 700 crore, as I explained you, 223 crore we have already paid. 40 crore we have identified from one of the property which are going to be sale into this financial year. So, and the rest few of the additional fund we have already paid, roughly around 75 crore from the Vivad Se Vishwas will be further available into the company. So most of the 50%, around 50% of the sustainable debt visibility is very, very clear to us. That is about the restructuring. Regarding the project, you have to be have solvent. That is the one condition. So we, after the resolution, we are the solvency. So there is no issue on taking up any project into that. The BG requirement, we have the liquidity. For the 1 year, there may be a difficulty on getting the BG limit from the NARCL, but then after we are free to take from the banks also. Further, we can go to the bank. At the moment, we have roughly around of FD of 85 crore and with further Vivad Se Vishwas money and our infusion, we have the visibility of roughly around 150 to 170 crore that will be utilized for the BG purpose for doing the business.
Okay. So, 1 year you said that you are going to face some difficulty in getting the BG limits.
No, we are not. Because as I told you, we have the sufficient liquidity which is required for taking the business. Because getting the BG from the liquidity is not an issue. There are few tenders where BG is also not required. So, there is a mix. So, getting the business after the resolution, we will not face any problem.
Okay, okay, got it. And you expect this, 50% you have already lined up for the sustainable debt part. And remaining 50%, you assume that maybe in next 3-4 years, you will be able to generate and you will be able to pay off that entire
One of the major chunks is coming from our arbitration award, which is of Arunachal Pradesh. It's at the final hearing of the Supreme Court. So we are expecting a sizable chunk, roughly around 190 crore. From that arbitration award, and that will meet out majority of our requirement.
Okay, what will be the total arbitration that you are still fighting, except this 190 and all? What is the chunk that is available to you maybe in next couple of years, which you expect that eventually you can get?
After Vivad Se Vishwas, roughly around 600 crore of arbitration award, where we won, and arbitration award in our favor is in our hand, out of which 190 crore is of the Arunachal, which is at the highest level of Supreme Court. We have completed all the hearing, and it is on the final hearing. Rest are at various court level, and we have roughly around 4090 crore of claim, which is in the process of arbitration. And we are expecting some settlement from those claims or converting into the receipt in going forward in yes. So this award and claim together, we are very confident that we don't have any problem on payment of the sustainable debt.
Okay. And sir, what will happen to this unsustainable part that has gone through? Any liability that can come in future except this 12.5% equity that you have given?
No, the sanction is very, very clear that on payment of the sustainable debt, the unsustainable debt NCD will be extinguished.
Okay, that entire NCD. Acha, and any interest that you indicated, some odd 12 crores you have to pay from cash flows every year?
No, we don't have to pay any interest. I have told you that the total amount in next 8 years, I have to pay 12 crore from the cash flow. Out of which 4 crore we have already paid. So they have linked the entire payment with the arbitration. So our cash flow is free from any interest payment, free from any installment payment.
Got it. Sir, have you gone through the HCC, what Hindustan Construction has done, in terms of arbitration and the debt that they have, emerged from the company, they have formed one another company where they have divested and nothing is getting consolidated right now in their books. They have sold out 51% stake to someone, where the debt has been transferred and the arbitration awards which they are expecting has also been transferred. So eventually that subsidiary or that associate will take care of all those past legacy issues. And the business, is going to run in a normal fashion. So my just humble request, if you can just check that out and if they can, that can work out for our company, I think that will be a great, you can say the clear roadmap for the growth plans without pushing too much concentration on this arbitration and all these things. So just a submission, which I have understood from them and I found it really, good for any infra company which is really reeling under a lot of past issues. So just
a
suggestion.
Thank you. We will go through, but every company has its unique requirement and unique feature.
Right.
I think our resolution is a very balanced resolution, and since we have the visibility of 50%, so there is no pressure on the repayment of the debt is there, but I'll see and work on the, I will review the SCC restructuring.
Yes. And sir, what is the...
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Could you please call back in the...
Will I come? Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Okay. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishi Kothari from Pi Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. I had some questions while I was going through the statement, financial statement. That is one of the major expenses that comes from the other expense part. Which, when I deep down on the other expense part, that is more into return off of all trade receivables and any investments that we have made. So what exactly are we looking at this other expense part?
As if you can see the our financial statement, we have clearly indicated that other expenses of roughly around 180 crore consisting of some write-off of the debtors, some write-off of the investment and loan, and some impairment of the debtors by way of ECL. So this is the normal routine, and basically we have reviewed deeply the entire books of accounts, and when we found that there are certain debtors, etc., which will be recovered through the claim and arbitration, so that will be a separate contract. So we have written off into the current financial year. So that is the reason by which the other expenses has increased. If you remove that 180 crore, other expenses is at the same level.
Okay, and so in terms of the, so how, so in the future, let's say 2-3 years quarter down the line, how are we expecting to this return of, are the return of actually been over on statement thing, so this, we are still expecting another expression next 2-3 quarters eventually.
Can you come again? The voice is not that clear.
Okay. Am I audible now? Yeah, I was saying this other expense part, which is clear that as soon we are writing off the assets and trade receivables. So are we still expecting some return off since 2-3 years quarter in FY25-26, some sort of a thing?
No, as I told you, we have done the deep review of the entire assets and liability, because as the accounts has been transferred from ours to NARCL, they have also done the deep driven review, and we also done the deep review. And whatever amount which is going to be recovered from the arbitration and claim, we have adjusted from our book. So that is over. That has gone from our book. And when the arbitration will come, that will come as a separate receipt. And that time we will do the accounting accordingly.
Okay, but and on follow-up question on the NRCL part. So as you said, we are not being charged on the interest rate that has been, you know, after the restructuring of the loan. But we still see some finance costs in the order of around 50 crore. What exactly is this finance cost are we talking about here?
No, what happened from the last 2-3 years, we are making the payment to the bank. And banks are adjusting, we are making the payment in their principal amount, because as per the law, the bank should not charge the interest after 90 days of overdue, etc. But few of the bank has adjusted from their interest amount. So when they transfer the account to NARCL, the figure was 1657 crore, and in our book it is around 1612 crore or something. So the difference of that we have charged into the profit and loss account to make the balance in line with the lenders which they have assigned the loan to the NARCL. Going forward, there will not be any interest liability on the book.
So this is just the balance entry that we wanted to clear on the books of our account.
That's correct.
Okay, got it. And in terms, and eventually there would be...
Mr. Rishi, could you please fall back in the question queue for further questions?
Sure. Okay, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Darshal Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Hope I'm audible.
You are audible. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So, great. For props to you for, you know, turning around the business right now. So, right now we are having an order book of 1300 crores, sir. So, what would be the execution timeline of it and what's our order pipeline going forward? Like, how many orders have we already bid for and, you know, the tender will come out and we'll be able to win. So, you know, any color on how much orders we expect to win in FY25?
No, here there are two things. One is the existing order book. It is around 1300 crore, which we will majorly execute into this year and next year. So that is one, because all are in the fag end. So we'll complete that. As I told you, there is 10 lakh crore of business, and every year there will be a business in the range of roughly around 1 lakh crore. And the government is continuously announcing further scheme on the water sector, because water is the thrust area at this moment. So we are expecting few more announcement going forward after election. So there can be a business opportunity of 1 lakh to 1 lakh 50 thousand crore every year. As I told you, we are the water player from last 43 years, and we are qualifying into almost all the tender which is coming by the government at various levels. So our focus will be on a particular type of bulk water distribution business, and we are expecting roughly around in a year, as I told you, we will be very choosy on selecting the order which is boutique in nature, fully funded, high profit margin, easy execution, timely execution. So we are targeting roughly around 2,000 to 4,000 crore of order book every year. And there is enough business opportunity. So we will not find much problem in acquiring that. But these are the target level against the business availability of roughly around 1 lakh crore.
Fair enough, sir. So, sir, the typical order that we see, high margin that we are targeting, that would be what kind of margins do we, you know, expect in the orders, you know, we want to bid for, as well as what kind of competition will we face, because if there will be niche, so what will be our USP and what's the competition that we can see, sir?
Look, we are targeting the order from 500 and above, or rather 700 and above crore, where the competition will keep on reducing. So there will be 5-6 players, not more than that, number one. Number two, our target is between 15 to 20% margin we will take the business. But that is there. One in the top level, there will be less competition. There will be a sizable volume of business available, and the limited player are there. So, and we are qualifying to everywhere order. So we will try to take the selected order of our requirement, of our criteria, in the range of 15 to 20%. That is our target level.
Oh, I don't know. And just the last question, sir. Typically...
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Call back in the question.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. A gentle request to all participants that you may please limit your questions to two per participant, as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Smith Doshi from Vice Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I have two, three questions. First is with regards to O&M. So out of that 1300 crores, is there any portion which comes out from O&M?
Very limited.
And what is the difference of margin profile between O&M and EPC in our business?
In our business, we take the margin in the EPC business itself. So O&M is the requirement which we have to keep, but the main margin is the EPC business.
Yeah, that I understand, but what is the in percentage terms, if let's say, for example, for 100 rupee of EPC project, there is 10 rupee of margin in EPC, and for recurring O&M, might be there would be a 15 rupees or 17 rupees of margin of that additional business. So that type of question I am asking, so can you that clarify, then that would be very helpful.
It will be almost the same level, like
okay.
And O&M may always be the same level of 20 to 25% margin. 15 to 25% margin you can take from the O&M.
Okay. So, in our past history, we have seen that margin, general EBITDA margin of your business is around 8 to 11%, and here we are targeting of 15 to 20%. So, what is the major difference that we are doing in from right onwards, from these onwards, this year onwards?
No, there are two, three factors. One, you are seeing the EBITDA margin with the legacy of the project, which, as I told you, completing into this financial year and next financial year, entire thing.
Okay.
Next, new business, what we are taking, we are very choosy and we will try to take only the boutique project. So there our target is 15 to 20%. So whatever the new business we'll take, we'll generate the EBITDA of 15-20%. That is our targeted, it should be, because this is our internal target we have set up for taking the new project.
So, can you, if you are willing to, then can you please elaborate about the competition side for that boutique project? So, what, how many players are there in that type of profile, or if you name one or two or few, then we can compare and get a better idea about all these things.
No, if you see, the L&T is there, Warburg is there, NCC is there, Mega is there. There are few players only. If I take the business of, say, 600 to 600 crore and above, there are very limited player of competitor. So these four, five players will be the competitor.
Okay, and by with regards to one accounting entry, that for if we pay in 8 years, then the debt would be of 800 crores, and if we pay in 10 years, then that would be of 970 crores. So for that difference of 270 crores, we have done a deferred income provision. So is there any logic behind this? Because that is non-cash item, and that only inflate our net worth. So there is no actual outflow or something. It is just an option that we have opted for. So for that option, we are recognizing the income. So that I am not able to understand why we are doing this. But if you can put some color on that, that would be very helpful.
Good question. Basically, if you see the IDRCL, which is the NARCL attorney, they have done the restructuring and they have given us two options, 700 crore and 967 crore.
Hmm.
With our 223 crore paid, 75 crore in hand, 40 crore identified assets, there is a clear visibility, and the Arunachal Supreme Court award, which is towards at the highest level, we have the clear visibility of making the payment of 700 crore in 8 years. And there is no logic. Basically, 8 years and 10 years, there is a difference of 267 crore. Any shortfall, even if that happened for any sake, we can borrow and we can make the payment. So in all fairness, we will pay to NARCL in 7 years. But this 267 crore deferred income, what we have created, we are not putting into the PL account or of the current financial year. We are not taking into the net worth into the current financial year. We are also dividing this into the next 8 years based on the certain percentage, and which is clearly as per the Ind AS requirement, as per Ind AS formula, when there is a certainty and when we have the two options, you can book the deferred income. And that can be spread. I can book the entire deferred income into this year profitability also. But purposely, as a conservative accountant, we have differing this deferred income for the next 8 years. Before that, we will make the payment to the NARCL.
So, as per your answer, what I understand is that India is permitting this type of transaction because it is completely non-cash transaction. It is like that we are prepaying the loan and not paying any interest. For let's say, for example, if we are paying in 8 years, and if we are paying in 10 years, then there would be a loss of interest in case of NVRCL if they will charge the interest. So that is the difference that we are getting as a benefit, and we are marking that benefit, which is not actually a cash outflow. Which is not being paid by us, and we are marking that income, and that inflate our balance sheet might be, in network side, and that will help in bidding better projects. Might be that is the vision that management is taking. If I'm not wrong, can you please correct me on that side?
And second, this is not the correct situation. Number one, NARCL, whether we take in 967 crore or 700 crore, they are not charging any interest. So irrespective whether I consider 967 or 700 crore, no interest as per the restructuring agreement, NARCL is charging from us. Number two, this we are not creating the, if that was the intention, I could have taken this, the entire income into this current year and increase my net worth accordingly. But we have not, because it's a conservative accounting and it is as per the Ind AS requirement. Since the 8 years we will spread, because of the certainty which will keep on coming on the payment of 700 crore, the formula has been derived as per the requirement of Ind AS to spread this into the 8 years and take the profitability and net worth into that year, not now. So by doing this, technically I am losing, because if I increase this net worth now, my bidding capacity will further increase. But we are going with the law, which is permissible to spread this into the 8 years, and in that years we will incorporate into our net worth.
Okay, okay. That clarifies. And with regards to BVAS,
could you please call back in the question queue?
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Samarth Singh from TPF Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity.
Good afternoon, sir.
End of the year, what is our debt on the balance sheet? I think you mentioned 550 crores, is that right?
The total debt which is in our book, which is reflecting as per the NPV value, is 511 crores. Okay. And this 267 crore is reflecting as a deferred income. So this is, in the book, if you see the debt, it is 511 crores.
So we've taken the NPV of the 7 crores and that comes out.
This is again Ind AS requirement.
Right. And is there any other promoter debt as well, or this is the only debt on the balance sheet?
This is?
Is there any promoter debt also on the balance sheet, or is this the only debt on the balance sheet as of
today? Very, very limited amount with the promoter, because at the time of our earlier lenders business, they have put some covenant of the promoter debt to be there, because they have told us to infuse certain amount in the subordinate debt. So that amount, that debt is roughly around 35 crore is there in our book. Rest is the NARCL loan.
Okay, so sir, totally 550 crores total debt as of 31st March. And then you have made some payments post that as well, right?
Right.
How much did you say you...
We have paid 223 crore.
No,
after that we have paid 189 crore, because 35 crore we have already paid into the last year, and after that we have paid 189 crore, and 40 crore further will be paid into this current year.
Okay, and this 189 crore came from the cash on the balance sheet or from arbitration award we received post?
If you see, the last year we have received 201 crore from Vivad Se Vishwas. If you see our balance sheet, there is a 206 crore
right,
reflecting cash and bank balance. That comprising of the 201 crore from the Vivad Se Vishwas. So that money has gone for the payment to the lenders.
Okay. And in total, for this restructuring, including, the additional equity that was to be issued between NARCL and the promoters, what is the total additional share that will be issued?
We have given 75 lakh shares to NARCL. That we have to give. We have given basically to the promoters in the restructuring. The total share we have given 1 crore shares, out of which 75 lakh we have given to NARCL, balance to the promoter and promoter group.
So this issuance has already happened, right? As of 31st.
This issuance has already happened.
Okay, and there were some additional warrants as well, right? About 70 lakh warrants.
that basically the promoter has infused further warrant of 50 crore by way of warrant, out of which 25% they have paid, balance they will pay into 18 months.
And this has happened before the end of the year, right? Or it has happened after?
This has happened along with this allotment to NARCL.
Okay, great. That's from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Mukesh from Smart Sync Investment. Please go ahead.
We faced grave difficulties in receiving money from this government, leading to us struggling for arbitration payment claims. So how is the current scenario in terms of receivable cycle from the government, and how are we seeing the payment cycles?
Good question. That's our targeted of that unless there is a fully funded project, we are not going to take the business. And in any case, the liquidity in the various government has improved substantially. And now forward, when it is a fully funded project, and when it is funded by the World Bank, etc., then the control mechanism and the fund availability will never become the issue. So then it's like a term loan. When you send the bill, the bank disburses the same. The same way, once the funded project will be there, we raise the RA bill. We will get the payment immediately. So that's our targeted, and we will only select those projects. And if it is a fully funded project, then there will not be any problem into the payment. In any case, the payment system has improved a lot. Because every PHED, etc., there is a thrust of the government for improvement of the water sector. So they have released the fund. All the state, all the central has released the fund to their PHED, etc. So payment, in any case, has improved. But our target to take care of this, we have decided internally. Without the fully funded project, we will not take the project.
Got it. So that is very helpful. And just I just wanted to ask for some clarity that we have currently issued around 1 crore shares for this restructuring exercise and 70 lakh warrants to our promoters, right? And sir, we don't plan any further equity dilution as such, right, going forward, because majority of our claims will be made through our arbitration.
Because we have tied up 150 to 170 crore. So at the moment, we don't require.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishi Kothari from Pi Square Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity again. In terms of the business which we are into right now, the prime segment that we are currently focusing on is the government project, right, if I'm not wrong?
This water is mainly government. No private are coming into the water. So all the water projects are the government projects. And in the water, if you see, there are three segments. One is the bulk water, which is constituted from river to the reservoir. Second is reservoir to every tap. Third is from the tap to the sewerage and again to the river. Our target area will be the bulk, which is the river to the reservoir.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Smit Doshi from Vice Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity once again. And I just want to ask with regards to that, we are seeing that 1 to 1.5 lakh crore is the expenditure which government is doing yearly basis, but we are focusing on the blue tech projects, large projects. So what is the exit targetable market for us out of that budget?
If you see, means I can't tell you exactly, but if you see, around 50% is on that category and 50% is the below category. So if it is a 1 lakh crore business, 1 or 1 lakh 50,000 crore business, roughly around 50 to 75,000 crore business will be the business which we will target.
Okay.
In any case, even if it is a small and if it is a profitable and fully funded and it's a timely execution, we are not averse to take that project. We'll take that project also. But our target, because the competition level on the higher amount of project will be very limited. So that is our target area. But even if it is a very, very technical project where there are very limited players to execute, because we have our expertise and technical team of last 45 years. So if those type of projects are coming, and even if it is a lower value, and if it is giving the good margin, and if it is a fully funded project and meeting our criteria to be executed in 2 to 3 years, we will be happy to take that project.
Okay, and you have named few of your competitors, and they are boasting for their patent and technologies and like that things. So, for example, Wabeck has 125 plus patents, and their cost saving measures are good. So, what type of the USP that which we are enjoying that that makes us a formidable player in the market? So, that is the qualitative aspect that I want to understand from your side going ahead.
Good question. If you see, in the 40 years plus, there are only two companies, VE and L&T, and more so only focus into water RV. We have developed our expertise, our knowledge, our technology all into the water from the beginning, and that is our USP. So we on the water, we are having a very good expertise, technical knowledge and human resources, which are the necessary and requirement for execution of any project. Number two, we from the beginning, we are very, very focused on the technology. If you see, in our, we are one of the earlier company who of our size who has used SAP, or not only SAP, SAP HANA, which is the highest version of the accounting and control software. We have Darwin Box, we have Wrench, we have all the technology which is not only reducing our manpower, reducing our improving our efficiency, but it also having the better control on the document, on the paper, on the process, and on the flow of the business, and on the flow of the project execution. So that is our second strength. Our third strength is our fund monitoring. Like if you see, I'm sure very limited company in the EPC front, they do all the project into escrow mechanism. Like at the moment, we have whatever 12-13 projects which is active are running, all are maintaining through the escrow mechanism. Means one project, it is controlled, all the funding incoming into that project, all the expenditure is going into that project, and the contractor, supplier of that project, we maintain the escrow arrangement in such a way that they don't require any LC, they don't require any BG. They keep on supplying, they are taking the call onto the customer, and then there will not be any working capital requirement into that. That is our third USP. Fourth USP, because of our credential, because of our 50 years of playing role, our qualification is almost in every project, every area, every size of project, every size of O&M. Like if the government pay 1 lakh, very, very limited company, even if you go, barring L&T, even if you go to other companies, there may not be that they will be qualified for 1 lakh crore or 1 lakh 50,000 crore in almost all. We are doing, because we have the 43 years of track record, we have the execution track record, we have set up the plan. Like in the river, if you see the Gujarat river linking, that Sony 1, 2, 3, in all we are from the beginning. It's a very limited player out there. So that PQ is our additional qualification which we are having, which giving us the edge to various other competitors in the type of project which we can build. So that gives us the advantage for choosing the boutique business which we will require to take for growth and for our future profitability. Fifth, since we don't have to pay any interest, we don't have to pay any liability to the lenders for the repayment, we can afford to take the limited project, selected project, and we can afford to do the business with our terms and our credential and our profitability. Otherwise, there will be a pressure for the payment of interest payment, for the repayment, and then the people used to take the project, and then some diversion of here and there, which in our case, it is not possible because we don't have any compulsion of that.
Okay, got it. Thank you for the elaborated explanation. And I have one last question with regards to accounting entry.
Mr. Smith, could you please fall back in the question queue?
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tej Patel from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes.
You are audible.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. So, sir, things you shared, you know, we have been not recognizing interest on our loan since November 2019, and we haven't paid also any interest to our bank borrowings. Then what are those 50 crore odd crores cash outflows for the interest paid? Are those on the promoter or related party loans?
So, if you see, even if you don't pay, if you are continuing with the bank, you have to pay the cutback. That is the compulsion. If in the restructuring, if you do the last 2-3 years, we are not paying, but we have to pay a certain amount to the lenders as a cutback.
Okay.
So that amount goes to the repayment to the lender.
So you mean you probably have to pay 50 crore odd crores every year till you repay those loans, right?
Not now. It was earlier.
Okay.
And there is very clear, there is only sole banker, it is NARCL. NARCL has signed, executed the MRA where they have clearly said that you have to pay 700 and 967, nothing else. And they have clearly told that it is linked with the arbitration. So I don't have to pay any interest, I don't have to pay any amount from the cash flow, barring 1 or 2 crore every year, that is hardly matter.
Got it. And sir, correct me if I'm wrong, you said from next year, on the P&L, we would see zero interest, right, on the existing loans, on bank borrowings as well as the related party, right?
Mm-hmm. So there will be some, not the interest, but there is a bank charges, etc., for the LC charges which we have to pay. And then second, there will be some impact because it's as per the Ind AS requirement. When you do the NPV calculation of this 700 crore loan converted into 511 crore into the current financial year, this will keep on adding up to the 700 crore in next 8 years. So there will be some amount of interest some amount of Ind AS adjustment which we have to take the charge into every year accounts as per the Ind AS calculations.
Okay. Now, sir, I get it. You said you have the ability to, you know, take in more orders. Probably you said 2,000 odd crores orders you probably would have an inflow in next 2 years. But sir, given that you already have an existing 1,300 odd crores of order book, and probably you plan to take more orders, but then do we have enough, like how would we be able to manage, you know, executing those projects? So we would also have to take more loans, right, more short-term loans. So, you know, how would you be able to manage those cash flows, bearing you have to, you know, pay NARCL approximately 8 to 9 crores every year? So, you know, I wanted more idea on how would you manage your cash flows vis-a-vis the project execution which you will undertake.
No, there are two things. One, we don't have to pay even 9 crore. We don't have to pay anything from the cash flow. Maybe 1 crore every year we have to pay from the cash flow to the NARCL. Number two, this is where we have the visibility of the liquidity of roughly around 150 to 170 crore by Vivad Se Vishwas money, by infusion at the time of resolution with NARCL, which we have brought as per the restructuring plan, the promoter additional infusion of 50 crore of warrant. These are the sale of some assets. So we will have the visibility of 150 to 170 crore, that visibility on the cash we have. Third, we will do the business only on the escrow mechanism. When we do the escrow mechanism, we do the tie-up with the suppliers and the contractor, big contractor, that the money will be come from the customer and will be distributed automatically by the lenders to those suppliers and contractors. In that case, we don't require the working capital requirement.
Okay, got it.
These trends will bring us together. We can take the business even 4,000, 5,000 crore. But our internal target to take only boutique business, where we have the margin of 20%, 15 to 20%, and funded project, easily executable, reasonable time executable, and fully detailed project report is completed. We will not go to the horse race of taking every project, because we don't have that much requirement to have the cash flow or to the payment to the interest, to the payment of the lenders, etc. We don't have that requirement.
Got it, sir. So, you said this 1,300 crore odd crores would be, you know, completed in the next 2 years. But can you put how much in terms of percentage would be completed in, let's say, in FY25, and then the rest would be in FY26?
This we will tell you, but it is, you can take 50-50. That's the benchmark.
And apart from this 1,300, you are, you know, probably targeting an order inflow of 1,000 to 1,500 odd crores, right?
That too, definitely we will target to more. We will target to 2,000 crores. That's okay. Our target.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Sika for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you very much for all of you. As a Director, Commercial and CFO of SPML Infra, I want to express my sincere appreciation to you all for participating in today's earning call. Your active engagement and insignificant questions are invaluable to us, driving our commitment to transparency and accountability. We have implemented, as I told you, we have implemented modern technology to our operation and project management. We are very focused approach to the stakeholders, including employees, stakeholders, and lenders, and always embracing industry best practice, so that they remain fully complied with. We thank you once again. If anybody have any specific query, any specific requirement, you are always free to talk to me, and we will try to give our explanation. AdFactor is our IR agency. You can get in touch with AdFactor also whenever you require to get any further clarification. Thank you.
On behalf of SPML Infra Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.